Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Welcome back. We are up to episode 874. Where does the time go? Well, you know, a full five episodes goes into 2 minutes of a trailer, so that explains that. Speaking of, Squally recently wished me a happy episode 860, which they pointed out in Doctor Who episodes would be Arachnids in the UK. I must have now almost overtaken how many episodes there are. I don't even know. I haven't counted in ages. Someone's got a spreadsheet. Every Doctor Who fan has a spreadsheet of some description. I have a spreadsheet that says what episodes I've talked about. I haven't updated it in a while. I've got to get onto it. But someone will have a spreadsheet telling us how many episodes there are currently. I mean, we're about to get eight more. Does the eight include the Christmas special, or is it eight plus the Christmas special, meaning nine? I don't know. I haven't paid that close an attention to it. Also, maybe they haven't told us. Who knows? But it's very exciting. Jess on patreon.com/AdamRichard says, much delayed response here. There's no such thing as delayed response, Jess, by the way. I'm responding to you 3 weeks later. Like, it's a podcast. Someone could be listening to this in 2174. I mean, it's just going to be like an AI cockroach, but hey, someone might be. Jess says, I totally agree with your take on expats, which was the show I was watching with Nicole Kidman in Hong Kong. She says, I enjoyed it as a contained story, particularly with a focus on different female characters who are all truly individual personalities. Yeah. And even the male characters were a bit different, unlike in... sometimes, you know, when you have strong female characters, all the men are dumb. But yeah, everyone had their own kind of like individual storyline, which was great. And although it's a lot of tragedy, a lot of very difficult emotions on display. And, you know, like Nicole's a really good actor. I don't know why her face needs to look like that. Anyway, that's my problem. Like Naomi Watts in Capote and the Swans, like she's got like a weird prosthetic tooth thing going on because that's the character. But her face looks like a person of that age. I mean, you know, there are some actors in there like Demi Moore who's looks like she's been steamed. but that's also kind of, you know, they're all playing society matrons. So they're all kind of look meant to look like they've had too much work done, I guess. I don't know. Thanks also to Kim, who has included a song, which I probably can't sing. I know I could technically get away with it, but, you know, the algorithms are getting smarter and someone's going to scrape this podcast and find me singing along to the Guns N' Roses song Paradise City and then send me a bill for 10 grand. So I won't. But let's just say that Kim put some musical note emojis, and says, take me down to Tangent City where the stories are fun and Adam is giggly. I do love a tangent. I do go off on one, Kim. You are correct. This was the same episode that Elizabeth commented on Patreon, saying, I love catching up on all the big news about the Doctor and Birmingham. I did. By the way, Peter, who's from Birmingham, rang me today. He rings in the middle of recording. Like, I don't know how he kind of senses that I'm recording, but he kind of calls me. And I don't know what it is. I've done something to my computer and it makes a weird beeping noise when the phone rings. I mean, like, no one rings at anyone anymore, except for Peter. He lives still in phone. I think he's still got a rotary dial phone. It's a mobile, but it's got a rotary dial. But he was telling me, he just started rabbiting on about Birmingham things. And he goes, you can put that in your podcast. I'm like, I'm not going to remember it at the end of this conversation, let alone when I'm recording. It was something about the Bull Ring, and he didn't know why it was called the Bull Ring. Was the Bull Ring a shopping centre? It was like a big thing in the middle of Birmingham. I remember it from the Skiz cartoon comic book in 2008, because they spent some time there. And it had like a big bull kind of logo. It was like neon or had lights shining out of it. Anyway, it was like a bull shape thing. Anyway, the Bull Ring, it's a big thing. And Peter's like, I don't know if it was because there was a Spanish diaspora in Birmingham or whether it was just someone decided a Bull Ring was a fun name for something. It's a problematic name for something, really. Anyway, there's a thing called the Bull Ring in Birmingham. It's like a big thing, although maybe it's been torn down now. Also, Spaghetti Junction in Birmingham is a big thing. Like, it's just like all these roads that kind of crisscross everywhere. We have one of those in Sydney now. It is getting out of control in Rozelle, where if you're in Balmain, you can't get out for about an hour and a half in peak hour. It's a nightmare. Also, Peter was telling me about something called the Rotunda. Was it the Rotunda, Peter? I don't remember. Anyway, it's something in Birmingham in the middle of it, which is like a big tube. Birmingham chat. I really don't remember what he said. He was telling me something and it's gone out of my head, as I told him it would. This is a thing that happened when I used to work in breakfast radio. Like, I would get to the end of the show and it's like I had this switch that would evacuate everything that had been retained up there by the morning. That could have also been the sleep deprivation, which means it's difficult to make new memories. Like, you turn into Guy Pearce and Memento. But yeah, someone would say, oh my God, you know, it was hilarious this morning on the show. I'm like, oh, did that happen on our show? I'm like, maybe you're listening to Husey and Kate on the other channel. I don't know. I don't remember anything from this morning. Yeah, it's a problem. Speaking of getting up early, Jeff sent a message on patreon.com/AdamRichard saying, I was a paperboy myself. Man, getting up early sucked. It probably did, Jeff. I know it certainly sucked when I did breakfast radio for 10 years and I had to get up at 4 o'clock. But when I was a paperboy, it was so long ago. Like, it was in the early 80s, like 84, 85 maybe. And it was when Melbourne, at the very least, still had a daily afternoon newspaper. It was called The Herald. And I used to deliver The Herald and some other magazines. Like, people got weekly or monthly magazines. I delivered those as well in the afternoon paper round. So, yeah, the newsagent had two paper rounds. You could do the morning one or the afternoon one, and I did the afternoon one. I think they did the morning one in a car because it was kind of peak hour. And I think they were scared of people getting run over. Like, because I went to school in a very inner city area in Carlton in Victoria, which is like the next suburb over from the actual city. So it was a little bit spooky on the roads. And, like, I used to have to catch the tram from Coburg. And I was telling my partner the other day about how I used to have to catch a wooden tram to school that had no doors. Like, the door, like, they would close one side of the tram where there was, you didn't get off at the stop, with like this weird kind of canvas blind that they would just pull down. It was like, you know, like stapling a tarp in an empty window. But yeah, like, and the other side of the tram was just open to the elements, you know, the elements in Melbourne being sideways rain that would come in to the wooden tram and get you. It was not a pleasant experience. But yeah, so I think they drove the newspapers around at 5 o'clock in the morning, but the afternoon paper round was like, it was after school, so it was like 3 o'clock or 3:30 or something. So, you know, it's fairly easy. Just rattling around on a bicycle with a basket at the front, throwing newspapers at people's houses. Fun times. So yeah, Jeff, I would love to commiserate with you about getting up early for a paper round, but I didn't have to. it was an on the way home thing. But yeah, it was fun. Until that time I crashed my bike and all the newspapers fell out. All right, we will get back to some reactions to Matt's missive in our next episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.